From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Democratic presidential frontrunner Barack Obama says Republican John McCain is too out of touch with American workers to help the nation's struggling manufacturing base. Obama spoke at a town hall meeting in the Detroit suburb of Troy. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter has more.
Obama made no mention of the Democratic National Committee's decision to seat delegates from the state's disputed primary and gave only a brief nod to rival candidate Hillary Clinton, noting he was sure she would provide strong support in November. Instead, Obama focused squarely on John McCain and his quote that the U.S. economy had made good progress in recent years.
He's not talking to the folks in the state of Michigan. He's not talking to the millions of additional people who have fallen into poverty while George Bush has been in office. He's not talking to you, and he's not talking to me, and that's why we can't afford to let John McCain spend four more years with the same economic policies of George W. Bush.
Obama told the crowd of several thousand frustration over the nation's economy would help bring the Democratic Party together for the fall elections. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it's arrested 1,800 people in a month-long campaign to track down illegal immigrants with criminal backgrounds. The early morning raids took place in six states. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has more.
The operation's part of a broader effort since 2003 to more aggressively find and deport illegal immigrants who've defied deportation orders, especially sex offenders, gang members, or those with criminal convictions. ICE head Julie Myers says the number of immigrant absconders have been climbing every year to more than 600,000.
We're actually making progress in reducing the number of fugitive aliens in this country. And we still have a lot of work to do, but we've reduced the fugitive alien population by nearly 60,000 since October 2006.
There are now 75 teams who track down these immigrants, with two dozen more on deck by the end of the fiscal year. Immigrant advocates complain that while they target criminals, they also sweep up others. About 500 arrested in this recent effort had no criminal background. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Texas judge has begun allowing some of the 400 children seized from a polygamist ranch to be reunited with their parents. As part of the agreement, the state says parents must agree to unannounced visits by child welfare workers. Any plans to travel more than 100 miles must be cleared with the state. Marilee Meisner with Texas Child Protective Services says an investigation into the treatment of the children at the Yearning for Zion Ranch will continue.
We certainly are going to comply with the judge's order in this case, and we're going to continue our investigation.
Texas child welfare workers seized the children amid allegations some of the teenage girls at the ranch were being sexually abused. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 134 points to close at 12,503. The Nasdaq lost 31 points. The S&P was down 14 points. This is NPR. Senator Edward Kennedy is out of surgery today, with his doctors saying a procedure to begin treatment of the 76-year-old lawmaker's cancerous brain tumor was successful and accomplished our goals. Kennedy, who traveled to Duke University Medical Center, underwent a roughly three-and-a-half-hour procedure and is expected to begin chemotherapy and radiation in coming weeks. Kennedy was diagnosed recently with a malignant tumor after suffering a seizure. He's expected to remain at the North Carolina facility for about a week. Officials are still trying to determine what caused yesterday's fire at Universal Studios theme park in Los Angeles, though county fire officials say based on a preliminary investigation, it is being ruled accidental. We get the latest from Hedy Lynn Hurdies at member station KPCC.
The theme park is open again, but at least a dozen fire trucks remain on the studio lot as smoke continues to rise from the twisted piles of girders. Tourists on the park's tram ride applauded firefighters as they rode past. The fire broke out Sunday and burned for more than 12 hours, destroying the popular King Kong attraction, the courthouse square from the film Back to the Future, and the New York streetscape. It's not yet known whether the affected attractions will be rebuilt or replaced by new attractions, and the cause of the blaze is still under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurdies in Los Angeles.
Two storied names in the automobile business are under new management effective today. Ford announced the finalization of its sale of Jaguar and Land Rover to India's Tata Motors in a deal that will net the struggling number two domestic automaker about $1.7 billion. The amount Ford stands to receive from the sale of the two companies is about one-third of what it initially paid to acquire them. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News. In Washington.